Cleopatra as Goddess Isis. Cleopatra VII was one of the last Egyptian pharaohs. She would wear a crown enthroned at the top with a sun disk and horns, representing the goddess Isis. Isis was the daughter of Nut, goddess of the sky, and Geb, god of the earth. Cleopatra portrayed herself as this most powerful female deity. She strongly connected herself to Isis throughout her reign as Queen of Egypt, sovereign of one of the most powerful empires in the ancient Mediterranean world. Connecting herself to the goddess Isis unified her with the native religion of her people and legitimized her rule. This helped also to extend her political and religious influence beyond the borders of Egypt. While in Rome, her political sway influenced the construction of the first major Isis cult site in Rome at the Temple of Isis Campense. By often appearing in public wearing a robe that was sacred to Isis, Cleopatra became the literal, physical embodiment of the goddess on earth. Plutarch stated that in conversation, Cleopatra exercised an irresistible attraction, that the charm of her speech and the spiritual grace of her entire being lent her charms that were impressed deeply upon the soul. Cleopatra was fluent in 8 languages. She was a poet and a philosopher, and as pharaoh, she wished to make Egypt a flourishing empire. Like all Egyptian pharaohs, she was worshipped as the embodiment of a deity, and this deity was Isis. Cleopatra came from a Greek dynasty founded in 300 BC by Alexander the Great, and a dynasty that had ruled Egypt since that time. In the city of Dendera on the Nile stands a temple from the ancient empire, showing Isis in her divine form of the goddess. Isis with her son, Caesarion, in the role of Horus. Isis is the powerful goddess of love. She raises her murdered husband, Osiris, from the dead, and after making love with him, gives birth to their son, Horus. She is the protector of the paths from death to rebirth. Isis is equated with Aphrodite and Venus. During Cleopatra's sojourn in Rome, Caesar dedicated a golden statue of the queen in the Temple of Venus. Following the death of her father, Cleopatra ascended to the throne in 51 BC with one of her younger brothers. She was 18 at the time. The sound of her voice was compared to a melodious, musical, multi-stringed instrument. In addition to her linguistic skills, her intellect was highly praised, and she wrote treatises on chemistry, gynecology, and cosmetics, as well as coinage. She ended her life by snake venom, suicide, at a temple to the goddess Isis in Alexandria, after Cleopatra and Mark Antony's forces were defeated by Octavian's army. She chose to die for principles rather than surrender. There are many myths associated with Isis. When the Nile flooded every year, people believed it was the tears of Isis weeping for the slain Osiris. Her name means throne. She also ruled over the moon, love and magic, rebirth and reincarnation. Isis was friend to the downtrodden, yet would listen to the prayers of the rich. Isis is represented as wise and perfect. When Cleopatra proclaimed herself to be the reincarnation of Isis, temples to the goddess sprang up all over the ancient world.